My tears were falling so fast I had to pull over to the side of the road. Heaven forbid my sobbing cause an accident, especially with my babies in the car. I'd only made it about 2 blocks from my house before the dam broke loose. I had never felt this overwhelmed in my life. I wasn't prepared for it. I had called my dear friend Renee as I was backing my car out of the driveway of our new house, but her name was all I could manage to say before the onslaught of heavy sobs began. I had no words, only tears. "Oh, Christy, how can I help? I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do." Renee had never heard me this upset before. She was at a loss for how to calm me down enough to find out why I was so upset. So much was happening on every front of my life. We had recently moved to a new city, away from my family, our best friends, and the home that we thought we'd grow old in. My husband's travel schedule had been doubled with our move, so Steve was not home much. Most of the time, I was home alone with our 2 babies, trying to get us settled. Grant was 21 months old and Blake was 4 months old. In the span of those few months since Blake had been born, I had 2 unexpected surgeries, Steve had an emergency surgery, our car was hit in a parking garage, Grant got the stomach flu, the construction of our new house was behind schedule, we were having problems at the apartment we were renting, we had stress in our marriage, our 70-pound dog seemed to forget how to go to the bathroom outside, and more. It was the perfect storm for my complete breakdown. I felt unsettled, exhausted, and out of control. When we were told we could finally move into our new home, I thought that things would get better. However, they only got more complicated. On move-in day, we discovered that our newly constructed house was not fully inhabitable. Most of our big final walkthrough items had not been taken care of. It was winter, and the house had no heat, no interior doors, and no hot water for starters. The house still needed weeks, which turned into months of work. As the builders tried to fix one problem, they either created or discovered a whole new problem. Plus, most of the other stresses and issues were still present. Since there was no way to stop escrow from closing or the moving vans from arriving, we just tried to make the best of it. That set the stage for why I was crying, but it leaves out the best part of the story. Right before I backed out of the garage, called Renee, and sat curbside bawling, well, I made another phone call. I called the project manager for our house. Poor man. "Hello, Christy, how are you doing?" he answered cheerfully. "Not good. I have tried to be a good Christian and be patient and kind as I've waited for you to address the needs of our home. Well, that's not working. So if you don't get a team of guys over here in the next hour, I'm going to lose it. Do you hear that? That is the sound of my baby screaming. He's crying because he's hungry, and I'm so stressed out that my milk won't let down." Yes, I really said that. "I'm leaving the house," I continued. "I expect to see your men here when I return." Click. When I returned home, there was a team of workers running around my house getting things done. When the project manager walked over to me, I wanted to crawl under a rock. I had spoken to him in such an unkind way, and, well, there was that comment about my milk.
So we're here. Sorry we made you feel you weren't important to our team," he said. "And, well, is your milk okay?" We both started laughing.
I was so embarrassed, but by that night, when I tried to explain my day to Steve, we couldn't stop laughing about that conversation. My husband has my favorite laugh in the whole world, a knee-slapping, from-the-gut kind of laugh, and my story got him.